Greetings.
各位晚安。
First of all, I would like to apologize.
首先我要跟大家抱歉。
Because I'm a Chinese, but I cannot speak Chinese.
因为我是个中国人，我却不会讲中文。
So thank you for brother Yu who will be interpreting for me.
所以谢谢刘崇佑弟兄来帮我做翻译。
So I'm a Christian, but when I was a teenager, I became an atheist.
我虽然是一个基督徒，但当我做青少年的时候，我成了一个无神论者。
At the time, I feel myself to be well equipped to be a person with a high intellect.
我那个时候认为我自己是被装备成为一个高知识分子。
I consider myself to be very capable.
我认为我自己是非常有能力的。
Why is it that I need to be a Christian at all?
我为什么要做一个基督徒呢？
I don't feel that God even existed.
我根本就不认为上帝存在。
I cannot find him.
我连找都找不到他。
Nobody can prove that he existed.
也没有人可以跟我证明说他存在。
But above all, the reason why I became atheist.
但在所有我成为无神论者的最高原因。
It's not because I cannot understand him.
并不是因为我不能了解他。
But because I do not want to understand him.
而是我不想要了解他。
The problem is not with my intellect.
并不是因为我的知识层面的问题。
The problem is with my heart.
是因为我心理层面的问题。
I do not want there to be somebody who tell me what's wrong and what's right.
我不要有人在那里告诉我什么是对的，什么是错的。
I want to tell myself what's wrong and what's right.
我要告诉我自己什么是对的，什么是错。
I want to be my own God.
我要成为我自己的上帝。
But later on, God changed my heart.
但接下来，上帝改变了我的心。
And He made my heart to be restless until it rests in Him.
他让我的心无法得享安息，直到我在他里面得着那安息。
And ever since I've always been wondering what is the relationship between faith and science.
从来我就一直在思想信心或是信仰与科学中间的关系到底是什么。
A lot of people, even Christians themselves, always consider there's a tension between faith and science.
许许多多人，包括基督徒，都认为在科学和信仰中间有一个非常紧张的关系。
To be a Christian, you cannot be a scientist, and to be a scientist, you can never be a Christian.
若你是一个基督徒，你就不能够当科学家；你若是科学家，也不能做基督徒。
So ever since my graduation from high school.I've then pursued the education to study all kinds of sciences.
自从我在高中的时候，回转过来，我就非常想要去了解科学到底是什么。
And also, I want to understand why is it that my faith, especially Christian, Reformed Christian, is so important.
我也想要了解所谓的一个归正的基督徒的信仰到底是有多么重要。
After years and years of investigation,
在多年来的巡查当中。
God grant me a wisdom to know the relationship between faith and science.
上帝使我有一个智慧，让我可以了解到信仰和科学中间的关系。
When people in the world always think that there is no relationship,
很多在世上的人认为这两者中间没有关系。
Especially in the 19th and 20th century,
特别在19跟20世纪的当中的人
，people are trained to think that there is always a hostility between faith towards science.
他们被训练成为认为所谓的信仰就是对科学有非常不好的动机，是逼迫科学的。
The Christianity always suppress, always attack science.
基督教的信仰总是要使科学被压制下去。
But it is completely different.
但这个是完全不正确的。
When I look at the history of science.
当我看到科学的历史
，I found out that there is actually something very interesting.
我其实在当中找到非常有趣的事情。
That modern science,
在现代科学当中
，modern science was not born in the civilization, old civilization like Egypt.
现代科学并不是在这所谓像这些古老的文明，像埃及当中所产生出来的
，like India,
或者是像在印度文化里面产生出来的。
Even in China.
甚至中国这样子一个文化所产生出来的。
Yes, these ancient civilizations,
这些古老的文明
，they have very long uninterruptible history.
他们有非常长隐藏并且是无法被打断的文化。
Yes, they know something about science.
他们也知道一些关于科学的问题。
In Egypt, they built pyramids.
在埃及，他们盖起了金字塔。
In China, they built the Great Walls.
在中国，他们盖起了长城。
That even the modern engineering people at this time is having even have a hard problem to see how they made so.
就连今日的这些建筑家都 对他们如何把这些建筑物盖起来有很大的疑问，很大的问题。
Yes, there is some advancement of science in this ancient civilization.
也许在这些古老的文明社会当中有很高超的科学技术。
But modern science was actually born in a much relatively young civilization called the Western Europe civilization.
但现在当代科学反而却是在一个非常年轻、非常不长历史的文明当中被产生出来的，就是西方文明。
In the 16th, 17th, and 18th century of the Western Europe,
在16、17、18世纪的西方
，we see that modern science increases exponentially.
在西欧，它西欧的这个基督教科学开始有惊人的成长。
The reason is why.
问题就是说，为什么会有这惊人的成长？
And philosopher and many philosophers and historians of science.
有许许多多的哲学家，还有科学历史学家。
Even the non-Christian philosopher and historian of science now start to think that there is actually Christian influence into modern science.
就算是这些哲学家或者是非基督徒的科学家，都认为基督教对现代科学有非常大的影响。
In fact, they said that if it is not Christianity, then there would not be a modern science.
他们甚至说，如果没有基督教，就根本不会有现代科学。
I will give you some few examples.
我给大家一些例子。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the very beginning of the Christian Bible.
在创世纪第一章第一节，也就是基督教圣经的最开始的一节。
It is said that God created the heavens and the earth.
这节说，上帝起初创造天地。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It not only tells us the distinction between God, the Creator, and the creatures.
这不光是告诉我们上帝这个创造者和他所创造的创造物中间的不同。
But especially more important than everything else, everything outside of God is created.
甚至是告诉我们，除了上帝以外，所有一切我们看见的都是被造物。
In Genesis chapter 1, also we see that after God created everything, He called it holy.
甚至我们看到上帝在第一章把全世界都造完之后，他说这些都是圣洁的。
And God made it holy. God declared it holy.
上帝使他们成为圣洁，上帝宣布这是圣洁的。
Now we may think that this is very simple.
我们看起来说这好像很简单。
But thousands of years, this kind of thinking being put into the Western mind.
但是千年以来，在西方人的思想当中，就是一直有这样子的看法。
This changed how people see the world.
这个使人们看世界的观点不一样了。
This changed how people see how the material world.
这个使人们看这个物质的世界也不一样了。
In other civilization, in all the non-Christian religion or philosophy,
在其他的非基督教的文明当中，还有非基督教的哲学当中，
there are no such concept of creation ex nihilo.
这没有所谓的被从无到有的被造。
Even There is some concept that God and creation is one.
他甚至可能有一些想法是说，上帝和被造界是同一等次的。
So in some of the religion, some of the philosophy, there is a concept that the creation is also God.
有一些哲学，有一些宗教，甚至认为被造物就是上帝。
That creation itself is sacred.
被造物本身乃是自己为善的。
In some Buddhist philosophy, for example,
就像佛教当中的一些哲学，
they do not have a creation, the philosophy of creation.
他们没有所谓的创造的哲学。
They even consider some Buddhist philosophy consider that the material world is just illusion.
他们甚至有认为说这个物质的世界只不过是一些幻象。
So if this is the case,
如果这是事实的话，
if creation, if the material world is just illusion,
如果这个被造的物质世界只是幻象，
if the material world is sacred,
如果这个被造界就已经本身是自我为善、自我为圣了，
is there any reason for human being to study the material world?
那有任何可以使人们去学习、去研究这个物质的世界吗？
Some theology, some philosophy even consider that the material world is evil.
甚至有一些哲学家认为说，这所谓的被造界，也就是物质界，是邪恶的。
For them, there is no reason for them to even engage the world, to study the world.
对他们来讲，更没有使他们任何使他们可以要去研究，或者是与这个物质界的世界来做任何的联系了。
So this is no wonder that science, the modern science, was not born in India.
所以这个现代科学就不是在印度产生的。
The modern faith was born in the Greek civilization with Gnosticism.
现代科学就不像是在不可知论当中被产生出来的。
These people think that Gnosticism think that the world, the material world, is evil.
这个所谓的唯智主义认为说这个世界乃是被造界乃物质界乃是邪恶的唯智主义。
Only in Christianity, God said that the material world is holy.
只有在基督教界，他们认为说这个世界物质界乃是圣洁的。
Even only in Christianity that when Christ incarnated into the world, He assumed human body, a material body.
就连耶稣基督到这世上，他道成肉身的时候，他甚至在自己身上披上了肉身。
Even in only in Christianity, that one day when we will be resurrected, we will be resurrected bodily.
只有在基督教界讲说，有一天当我们都复活的时候，是我们这物质的身体也要一起复活。
Only in Christianity that the material world is considered holy because God created it holy.
只有在基督教界，物质界是被看作是圣洁的，因为上帝使它被分别为圣。
And this is the reason why the modern science was born in the Christian civilization.
所以才说现代科学是在西方社会的文明当中产生出来的。
Because these people consider it is holy, it is their calling. Because what God wants them to study the world that God created for them.
因为他们认为这个是上帝给他们的呼召，上帝要他们去研究这个被造的世界。
There is no conflict between what they believe in the thing that they study, the material world that they study.
他们所信相信的跟他们所研究的这些物质界的东西当中并没有任何的冲突。
Christianity is very unique.
基督教是非常特殊的。
It is not just one man among many other religions.
这并不是只是在众多的宗教当中的其中一宗。
It is one true religion that brings people to God.
这乃是真实的宗教，是把人带到上帝面前的。
Our redemption is not redemption concerning our soul.
我们的救赎并不只是拯救我们的心灵而已。
But our redemption is also concerning our body.
也是救赎我们的身体。
And when we are redeemed, Christians are redeemed to think God's thought after Him.
我们这些被救赎的基督徒，乃是被救赎回来去思想上帝所要思想的。
And to see the world the way God.Created it so.
也看这个世界乃是透过上帝的眼光来看的。
This is a very short example of why Christianity is very important for the birth of modern science.
这是一个对基督教为什么对现代科学的产生非常重要、非常尖锐的一关。
And the more I study the interface between Christianity, not only religion, but Christianity and science.
我不光只是研究宗教，我是研究基督教和科学。
The more I see that if it is what not Christianity, there will be no modern science.
我看见如果没有基督教，就绝对不会有现代科学。
But nowadays, in the modern people try to exalt science above everything else.
但现代的人呢，喜欢把科学高举超过任何一切的东西。
They think that their mind can reach God, their mind can free them from God.
他们认为他们的思想可以从上帝面前逃脱。
They do not consider religion as something important anymore.
他们认为宗教不再是任何重要的东西。
In many of our lives, in modern lives today,
在我们现今的社会
we consider science to be the most important.
我们认为科学是最重要的。
But Christians, we shouldn't be doing this.
但基督徒啊，我们不当这么做。
We are called to redeem culture.
我们被呼召是为要救赎这个文化。
We call to be salt and light of the world.
我们被呼召作为盐和这世界的盐和光。
If we are Christians,
如果我们是基督徒。
If our God, the Triune God, is unique,
如果我们的三一真神是真的。
We must know the uniqueness of our faith.
我们必须就要知道我们信心的特殊性在哪里。
And unless we know, unless we understand that Christian faith is unique, we fail to understand what Christianity is.
若我们不知道基督教的信仰的信心乃是独一特殊的，我们就不知道基督教是什么。
Thank you.
谢谢。